two bridges are being built in order to create a path for rhesus monkeys to migrate over a reservoir in Henan province that has cut their habitat in half. The report said it was the first time in Chinese history that bridges were being built for the sole purpose of providing a migration path for a wild animal. So do you think that this sort of plan is necessary?
So these monkeys are threatened by a reservoir that was built in Henan, and they're going to be building a hanging bridge in October, and the project will be completed. The bridges will be 1.5 meters wide and span more than 250 meters. This will allow 150 of these monkeys to cross every, you know, per time, and in order to get across the bridge, essentially, to the place where they need to migrate.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I think it's good. It's a good thing. But of course, I have to ask, why is it taking them so long? I mean, you know, this reservoir certainly is not new. I'm not quite sure when it was built, but it's been around for a significant period of time that it has impacted the monkey ecosystem. And so I'm just kind of wondering why this wasn't part of the environmental impact assessment that all infrastructure projects are required to do. Why wasn't this part of the initial actual construction plan? And so in that sense, I mean, there are some questions, but I think that in general, it is a good thing. Certainly, we need to be more aware of how these types of projects, especially the bigger ones, really do impact local ecosystems, because they can, in fact, be quite destructive.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I actually don't agree when the local government call it the first of its kind to building bridges.
In China,
but yeah, even in China, maybe bridges, I'm not sure whether it's the first time, maybe it is, but you know, back in 2007 when the Qinghai-Tibet Railway was being built, I mean, during the process, the railway basically goes on top of a bridge so that under the bridge, you know, antelopes, Tibetan antelopes can go.
That's not a monkey bridge. Number one, it's for antelopes. Number two, it's not a bridge.
So it's so weird that, you know, some local governments are fixated on doing something for the first time in history, you know. But for this, it's actually a good thing. I do agree that, you know, it's good that they can finally think of the animals, and, you know, that's definitely a good thing.
I mean, whether they're thinking of the animals is still highly questionable.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because number one, they're making a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they're couching it in terms that we will relate to. Again, they're saying that they're going to give guided tours to the monkeys to
just
familiarize.
That's a fun way of saying
it.
Yeah,
I know. But again, this is advertisement. This is a way to hook people into liking it, into relating to it, and thus bringing goodwill to Henan and the people in charge of this reservoir. And so I think that in the end, yeah, it's a good thing, but at the same time, I don't think that their motivations are exactly pure.
Oh.
Well, I think...
being too cynical?
I think you're being quite cynical, but I also think that the motivations of any developers are not usually that pure, which is why you need legislation to require them to think about the environment when they build buildings or bridges or dams or whatever. And part of that, you know, environmental planning ought to be looking at animals' habitats in the area. And so these monkey bridges, if they're really that important to the migration habits, should have been put up when this bridge
exactly.
was built.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do think this is a good question to be asked, because there needs to be these environmental evaluation or assessment reports before these projects are done. And animal protection should be part of that.
Well, also, I just think it's funny because, you know, people online, of course, I mean, you know.
People online, you know, the invincible medicine.
Yeah, I mean, looking at some comments from people online, I think it's just really interesting how people react. Because, I mean, we live in such a humanocentric, anthropocentric world, I guess, that immediately they think of, oh, you're spending all this money on monkeys? What about us? Why don't we get a bridge? And it's like, oh, come on.
What do they need a bridge for? Are they migrating somewhere else?
No, apparently.
They're just saying, oh, these are not just so precious monkeys.
No,
they're only the second class national protection, you know, animals.
Yeah, and they want mountain roads for students. So we should care for the poor children and provide better infrastructure and things like that, which is all true.
Do that, but those two things are not opposed to each other.
Exactly.
And also, it doesn't matter. This should be factored into any kind of construction project. Should be environmental protection and animal habitat protection. And so I think, like, that just needs to factor in the into the budget of any new project that you want to build. If you want to build new roads, you're going to also have to think about the environment around the places where you're building the roads.
Exactly. And also people should be clearer about how government spends their money. It's not to say that this year we're going to cancel the Monkey Bridge project and we're going to use the exact amount of $5 million to build a school. You know, and that's not how government money gets spent.